traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Tell us right now, here, live on Impulsive.
She's giving him a real serious look. A look that they only understand.
No way.
Breaking news, live on Impulsive.
She's pregnant. Woo!
My brother's fighting on Showtime Sports, apparently.
In 14 days.
August 29th, apparently. My brother's a fighter now.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Apparently,
but apparently, sometimes me and my grandfather, we watch the Powerball.
Are we rolling? I love imitating that kid. That kid's great. He changed my life. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. We're here in Puerto Rico. The set, we're working on it. We're getting roasted on Twitter right now because people are not happy.
Why?
Well, we put a piece of plywood over the window and wrote Impulsive in black paint on it.
That's creativity.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Did you just go on a date with Corinna? What the fuck's up with the shirt?
Hey, whoa.
That shit's so bright I can barely look at you.
Wow.
He's a hype beast with a mullet.
SeatGeek is the presenting sponsor of today's special episode. Live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything sports, concerts, and even Jake's beatdown of Tyron Woodley, you can use code LOGAN for $20 off your first purchase. The link is in the description. Zoom into my laces, bro. I got Supreme laces. Oh, look at that shit.
Is Supreme still like...
You're so not a hype beast. At all. Your biceps are too big to be a hype beast.
That is true.
Fuck, really?
You're like, look at my Supreme. And then just like, no. Like, they're just looking at your biceps.
There's a lot of things you can't do if your biceps are too big.
A lot of things. No, and that's what people don't understand.
No, people don't think about that.
It pisses me off so much.
Same, the worst.
How much people don't realize. Yeah. If you have big biceps, there's certain shit you can't do.
Can't do. When I was trying to be a pop star for a second... The team was like, yeah, dude, you got to stop eating and working out. I said, what? They go, what pop star do you know that's like fucking huge?
I'm not going to lie.
R. Kelly?
You could have said anyone else.
Anyone else. That was 50 Cent. Said
50 Cent. All
right. He's not a pop star. He's a rapper who got rapper, shot. Man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I was watching one of your music videos one time. I was like, he's too big to be there.
I told you. Bro, it's just not a good look. I look like a bodybuilder trying to like sing a song. What the fuck is that? Bro, imagine if Bradley Martin dropped like a song. Everyone would be like, okay, dude, come on.
Like a classic piano cover or something.
Get back in the gym, man. Well, how are you, Jake?
Jakey.
I'm doing good, man.
Good to have you on Impulsive.
Thank you.
First time you are doing an episode in our brand new warehouse that we have here in Puerto Rico.
This is also probably your second time.
Well, I just ran a podcast back with my friends right before you.
But it was today though.
Yeah, first day.
I actually borrowed your, is he your executive assistant? What do you call Marcos?
Yeah, sure. I would say the shit.
He's the best. I borrowed his hoodie.
Hey man, do you have any clothes that you own?
Yeah, those are my shorts.
I know.
Still.
It's been a week.
I own this hat. Everybody, I wear this hat.
So by the time this episode's coming out.
Go ahead.
When Mike can't bring it today, I guess my hat. This is my hat for everybody.
So, you have a fight coming up, huh?
Why'd you look at me?
I just didn't know.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Who you're talking to?
Obviously me.
You're yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just joshing. I do that.
Yeah, you're a fighter now, huh?
I do that thing.
Apparently.
Apparently I'm a fighter. I mean, yes, whenever this episode drops, the fight will be in probably 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah, maybe even days. Four.
4 days, maybe.
August 29th.
It'll be this coming Sunday, most likely.
And all of us will be in Cleveland together.
Pop.
Our hometown, watching you fight at the Allegiant,
the Rocket Allegiant. Mortgage Fieldhouse.
What the
where,
fuck?
Where were you going? You were thinking Las Vegas, oh. Allegiant Stadium. It's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland.
When you try to rep your own hood.
The biceps are just too big.
Don't know it.
My it's cutting off circulation of his brain. Supreme shirt.
It's like, can't wait to go back to my my hometown. It's just, you know, the place around the corner. Where are we around? What, you don't give a fuck about your hometown? No, like the place next to the gas station.
No, because when we were there, it was called the Quicken Loans Arena.
Yep.
Now it's different.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Which is where you're fighting. Do you know what kind of venue that is?
It's an arena.
Right.
We're unboxing.
Hey, buddy, are you stupid?
Hey, Logan's been.
Wait, I got this.
Ever since he beat Floyd Mayweather, he's just been on a bender with zero brain cells.
If it doesn't have to do with NFTs anymore, he's brain dead.
Bro, I literally hung out with him one night. Like, I think this was 2 weeks ago. Like, right when he got back from your guys' crazy trip, and he like started telling me about like what he was doing last night, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was there.
Oh,
the whole time.
Oh, no.
And it was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you know I do this to everyone? People get so mad, especially girls, bro, because I don't remember anything. My long-term memory sucks. I'll be like, yeah, I did this one thing this one time. I like dented a Rolls Royce. It was nuts. This girl goes, yeah, I was with you. It was me and you.
It's a two-seater. People were, when I put out a video talking about it, and people were genuinely like worried. They're like, yo, I think he's calling out for help, man. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's reached that level, but he definitely has been on a bender.
Free Logan. Got no brain. You know what I do now? I get fucked up and buy NFTs. I spent $150K on the way to the club on Unwrapped Strikers, the first sports NFT project on the blockchain.
He brought his computer to the club.
I brought Jake, it. Personal hotspot, that bitch.
To the club to buy NFTs.
But I got some NFTs as well.
Oh, yeah? Anything you're bullish on?
A couple of things I'm bullish on.
What are you the most bullish on?
Well, there's this new project.
What's bullish?
Wilder World. And basically, they're going to have like 10,000 of these like customizable cars.
You don't fucking say, bro. It's the same shit.
So why am I getting yelled at?
I'm tired of hearing about all
these.
Yeah, but all these projects, 10,000 unique.
Shut up.
But in the cryptos you're launching on September 1st this weekend, there's 10,000 base eggs launching.
So you're
anything he doesn't have his hands in.
I think 10,000 is a good number.
What was the one you were talking about?
Wild, it features Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, it's just 10,000 various Deontay Wilder cars.
It is. Yeah, it's 10,000 Deontay Wilders. Cars.
Cars that look like Deontay
And you
Wilder.
Can race them and such.
Have you been able to?
I love cars, so.
It's true. You've always loved cars. Have you been able to do anything besides training? Because like this, you're definitely going real hard in training with that fight coming up.
I am, bro. I'm gonna be real honest. I'm starting to lose my mind a little bit. But that's a good thing. You want to start to lose your mind. But I literally haven't done anything. I think this is the first time I've gone outside of the house or the neighborhood in like 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cap, I saw him yesterday. Whoa. Cap, I was outside. I was like, wow, it's so beautiful outside. I hear, he pulls up with his girl.
Son tells
we're going to go look at the sunset.
Son tells me that was inside the neighborhood.
That was still in the neighborhood.
All right, what do you want from me?
So yeah, I'm literally all I've been doing is training for 100 days straight.
and I'm ready. More than ready. This is the fun part. You know, at least the hard work is sort of over, and now, you know, I get to do the press, the media, the being in Cleveland in the hometown, and then the bright lights, Showtime. That's why I love this sport so much, is for fight week.
Yeah, that moment's the coolest thing ever. There's a moment in time, bro, straight up, where you get to be the coolest guy on the planet. You knock out Tyron Woodley, you're the coolest guy on the planet that night.
That night.
At least
that night.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's how the fight game works. Like, that's why fighting is so exciting. Fighters are revered. Like, bro, a fighter walks into a facility, like, the energy changes. Oh, that's the guy, Conor McGregor's here. He's fucking knocked out Jose Aldo. Like,
yeah.
You get to be the shit. All eyes on you.
Unless you get knocked out. It's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it is, you know, even if you're on a basketball team, they win the championships. It's like, oh, there's still like 10 other guys. Or a football team, there's 60 other guys. With boxing or fighting, it's all you or all nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
I can't believe you're fighting Tyron Woodley. Bro, he came on this podcast and has not won since.
Oh my God, what if
you know that, right? We think it might be a curse.
So
no, he's the only athlete who has come on this podcast.
No. I mean,
and
just
continues
for him.
To lose.
Yeah, just for him.
Yeah. I do have a couple curses going into this fight. Oh. The Drake curse.
Oh shit!
So anytime he's like supported an athlete publicly, they lose.
Yeah.
And Chael Sonnen, same thing. As soon as he like predicts someone's gonna win, they lose. So
Chael picked you to win.
I believe so.
Really?
I believe so, yes.
So you'll be the one that breaks the curse for both of
yes,
them?
Yes, and I plan on saging and
You're gonna sage the ring?
I'm saging like myself and doing like spiritual cleansing the week of the fight.
Like what?
Lift the Drake curse.
What are you talking about?
With Lewis Mack type shit?
Yeah, Lucas Mack is gonna help me with this.
My brain is off.
You're just gonna breathe?
And sage.
Okay, don't breathe too hard. We know what happened last time.
Like you're gonna
I don't know what we're gonna do, but I need to get rid of this Drake curse somehow.
Bro, I'm sorry, bro. Lucas, the guy who's gonna help you get rid of these curses that week of, bro, like, he definitely punched me in the dick at a party.
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
This story's great.
Bro, you know how fucked up we were though?
He had to be pretty fucked up because he punched Israel Adesanya right in the chest too.
Risky.
Izzy, ballsy. Dude.
That's risky.
This guy was
punched anyone else.
Bro, he punches Izzy in the chest. Izzy goes, they had been talking for like 7 seconds, by the way. Like how you go from like, hey, my name's Lucas.
They know each other.
Yeah, he punched me in the dick. I was talking to a girl and him, and he's talking. He's like, right. You need to listen to me. And I'm like, bro, you're not actually saying anything. He goes, no, you don't. I said, dick punch. I go, bro, the only reason I'm not ripping your fucking head off right here, right now, is because you helped my brother breathe.
You just see Jake in the background. He's like, no, go help him.
Don't hit him.
His breath work is phenomenal. He can really lead a breath work session, but I just wasn't sure if that warranted not beating his ass for punching me right in my cock.
Bro, he was in training camp like for 100 days straight. And as you know, you're sober the whole entire time. And then we let loose the night of the win. And some things get a little
people
bit
people get their dicks punched.
How mad would you be if he fucking hits you and you're like, oh, and then he leans over and whispers in your ear, breathe in. Breathe out.
Isn't he like also low-key the reason you broke your nose?
High key, actually.
Yo, get rid of this fucking guy.
This is where I draw the line.
Because you didn't get punched, assaulted.
He has punched
by a New Zealander at a party.
He's in front of a girl you're macking on. He's very forceful about his breathing, man. Like, what?
I broke my nose because I was sitting on an elevated platform and passed out.
Why did you pass out?
Because I was meditating.
No. You had an influx of oxygen that rushed to your brain because of your breath work.
Dude,
and you fucking collapsed and broke your nose a month before your professional boxing fight.
This guy.
Hey, just breathe.
This guy needs to take some deep breaths.
He's talking body stuff about the breakout.
It's because you got a tight ass shirt on.
I'm fucking angry.
He's gonna explode.
He's so funny. I've never seen somebody wear yellow and be so angry.
I've also never seen someone be so angry at like a Zen Buddhist before. Like this dude is the epitome of passive.
That's what I thought until he
punched you in the
violated my genitals.
He's sensitive.
Bro, you only have one genital.
Yeah, I know.
My genital.
No, I think it is. It's a plural, I believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsor. SeatGeek is the presenting sponsor of today's special episode. Live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything sports, concerts, and even Jake's beatdown of Tyron Woodley, you can use code LOGAN for $20 off your first purchase. The link is in the description. They rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good. Red means bad. The call to action, use the code LOGAN. $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. Off your first purchase with the promo code LOGAN. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The program.
Do your balls like kind of go up in your stomach sometimes?
Yeah. When you get punched by a New Zealand? There's only certain times your balls do that. If you like have like a Tinder date and she doesn't come as she was presented and you're like, oh, what's that? And it's like back in there. But besides that,
like this. The boys ain't happy. You gotta go home.
My balls just hide in my ass all the time. They're like,
that was a serious question.
Have I ever?
No. Do they kind of tuck themselves up?
How cold are you
sometimes? Yep. Do they? Is mm-hmm. it, maybe it's our family thing.
No, I think it might be a family thing.
It's like a fear. I think it happens in high stress or like fear.
No, I'm talking about like regularly.
Like before you
guys. It actually happened to me today.
Really?
Yeah. While I was getting the blowjob.
Yeah.
Your balls went into your. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
That's why you gotta pull your balls down.
No. If you're just holding your ball, you can't be holding your balls.
Well, how do girls play? How do girls like juggle and play and like lick your balls when they're giving you?
You saw it happen.
So, bro, with me, if a girl knows me like very well, you know, someone who I've spent a lot of time with,
she wraps them up and pulls them out.
They have a strategy. It's a little tuck. They keep them like locked in the scrotum.
You have girls put your balls in a headlock?
Yes.
It's called a cock lock.
Okay, what did I say? You can't give any advice until you shave the bottom of your stomach. This guy trims everything but right here. It looks like a rat is trying to fucking escape his balls.
Why does your stomach have a goatee?
He says it's his thing. I said it's not a thing. It's a weird thing.
Show it.
What the fuck? Why do you do that?
Looks like you have a...
Like, what the fuck is that, man?
Yo, but he is in good shape.
He's in great shape, but it's distracting because you have ratatouille attached to your pubes.
Style preference.
It's not a style preference. It looks like your clipper died on you. Ladies, yeah, net. Before he even said yay, he's like, ladies, yeah, net. Okay.
We've done this pre-fight podcast.
So many times.
Three, right?
Three fights.
So I got to ask the question. What's different in the training agenda for Mr. Woodley?
I think everything has remained the same. Like, right. If it's not broke, don't fix it. However, you know, we've all challenged ourselves in this camp to take it that one extra degree further with organization, professionalism, focus, and doing all the little things right. Because we know that this is a dangerous guy. And August 29th, I have to be super sharp. It's my biggest test yet, and the most amount of people will be watching, and there's a lot of pressure. But preparation breeds confidence, and that's why we've gone so hard and being down in Puerto Rico, there's so much focus. Like even when I was in Miami, it was like, oh, like come to 11, come to live, da da da, go to this dinner. And sometimes they'd be like, oh, why not? Or Logan would come up and be like, do shrooms, it's just Ben Askren. So here, being down here in Puerto Rico, like
with his tight ass shirt.
Do these shrooms.
He goes, bro, I have a fight coming up. I go, it's Ben Askren.
he goes, and I did the shrooms.
So no one knows.
Mike comes up behind me, he's like,
no one knows this, but Jake was on shrooms the night he fought Ben Askren. He was tripping balls.
Literally. He looked like a weird alien figure. Animal. I was like, get out of here. What are you doing on Earth?
What about Puerto Rico? What's the I saw you running suicide drills yesterday?
Sprints
yeah. in the 9,000 degree humid weather. How has that played a factor?
I think training down here is a cheat code, especially this is the middle of summer, the hottest, the most humid. I remember, you know, when I was training here and then went to LA and then to Cleveland for like the pressers and stuff, we were doing workouts and I was like, wow, it is extremely easy to breathe here. Because in Puerto Rico, the humidity just gets to you. It sucks you dry, the sweat, the sun, everything about it. So I think it's beneficial. It's almost like training in Big Bear where you're in altitude and there's less oxygen. I feel that same effect here. But look, man, I don't see it going 8 rounds. Like I don't even think I'll have to use my cardio for this one.
You said, when have you used it yet?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, what are you cardio? We haven't seen it. I see you. The longest I've ever seen you been in a boxing ring is when you do that lap before you start the fight. You just like walk around and go like this. And that's the longest. And I'm pretty sure all of your press pictures are from that. It's not even from you actually fighting.
Are you worried at all that Tyron Woodley is actually not as like marketable of a fighter in promoting your fight as like Ben Askren was?
Yeah, I'm more like, bro, I've carried
All the promotion
for this.
Tyron doesn't Absolutely. Give a fuck, bro.
He hasn't done a single thing. He might be the worst person.
He's not a good. He's not a real good dance
to ever do social media ever. He just reposts everyone's stories on his story
because he like, probably has.
Oh,
like,
someone mentioned me. Add the story. Add the story. Doesn't even add text. Just adds whatever story he was tagged into his story. Like that's not how you fucking do social media.
Ben Askren did a good job. We talked good about job. It.
And bro,
he marketed the fuck out of that fight.
There was a point where people legitimately thought Ben was going to win because of how good he was like selling it. Like he was training his ass off and the odds shifted and everything. And I was like, God damn. But Tyron, what I will say, has that built in star power of, you know, being a bigger fighter than Ben already. And people know him as a striker and a knockout guy, and he was a 5-time UFC champion, you know. So he automatically has a bigger presence, but Ben definitely did a better job with the shit talk and making people think that he was going to win. But I've carried this promotion. I think people are going to tune in regardless.
When you at this last press conference made the bet with him that if you win, Tyron Woodley has to get a tattoo that says, I love Jake Paul. And if he wins, you have to get a tattoo that says, I love Tyron Woodley. There's no way either of you are actually going to get this tattoo, no?
I mean...
Like, dude, if he loses, he's not going to get... You know what I would do, bro? I'd tell everyone to go fuck themselves. Why would he do that?
But then, like...
Your word.
Your word as a man. Dude, and, like, for the rest of his life... When people, the Jake Paulers or whatever my fan base is called now, see him in public, they're going to be like, get the fucking tattoo. They're going to harass him for the rest of his life. So if he just gets the tattoo, people are like, all right, you're a man of your word, respect. You lost fair and square. You know, you're not salty.
I think he showed his hand when he hesitated to take that bet.
He's like, should I do it?
Yeah.
Yo, he said it like he was like the Wiggles talking to the kids at the concert. Should I do it, guys? And they're like, yeah, okay then.
I think he showed his hand.
I have a tattoo artist coming to the fight.
Oh my God.
like you're just gonna send him in afterwards to Tyron's locker room.
Yep.
Like with the pen buzzing already.
No, seriously. It's tattoo baby. She's like one of the most famous tattoo artists. She has like a wireless tattoo gun.
Is she prepared to hold him down and forcefully tattoo him?
We have shackles. That's not true.
It's actually from their sex life. It's not even for that actual day, but they carried around with them next to his gloves.
Speaking of your sex life, you said that the humidity down here was, and I quote, sucking you dry earlier. Has that been the only thing sucking you dry during this training camp?
Yeah.
Wow. This is a pretty aggressive question.
just breathe. Breathe.
There's been some other things that get me dry. There's a couple of things, yeah.
Your girlfriend Julia Rose is here.
Yeah.
In the building.
She's right there. Julia Rose Paul, that is.
So official? Explain what's going on then there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think we're married.
Okay, so you're not.
Oh, I didn't know if they were serious.
No.
I'm telling you, you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you think that you're wrong.
I know. I'm joking.
Thanks
for the support.
No, hold up.
But shitty brother.
But
shitty one.
No, he's just trying to get done for you.
You're not married.
I got her a promise ring.
Oh, that's nice.
I got her a promise ring. You know, we're taking things 10 times more serious. This is the best we've ever felt in our relationship.
You got her a promise ring. I saw it, Jake.
Yeah. You know,
That ain't no promise ring.
That's a commitment ring.
That was a $50,000 engagement ring that you called a promise ring.
I know.
You know what a promise ring looks like?
But
it's a band.
That's my little shorty.
This is a promise ring.
Is that a promise ring?
No, I don't. No.
You buy it at Spencer's. But it's $3.
A promise ring isn't somebody's down payment to a house.
What did you promise exactly? True. What was the promise?
Just a commitment to forever.
A promise to commitment for what? What were you committed to, bro?
To our relationship,
right? Like the series.
I want to have a family with her. Just tell them
already. No way.
Tell us right now, here, live on Impulsive. She's giving them a real serious look, a look that they only understand.
No way.
She's pregnant.
I saw.
She's in the delivery room, just baby.
Wait, is that
out?
A joke or not?
No, it was a joke.
All right, bro, I was about to cry.
I was too. I actually was.
Fuck you.
I'm the only one in this room right now that pictured her being pregnant and him breathing, and his coach teaching him how to coach her how to breathe. Tell her that you breathe in. All right, honey, breathe in a little bit. No, quietly. Breathe in quietly.
Baby comes out, he just punches it in the nuts. Y'all teach you how to
Lucas
breathe,
Mac,
baby.
Bro, I'm sorry about these rules.
Hey, he almost made your brother cry, dude. Look at him.
That was fucked up.
Bro, you want to know what's fucked up? Is every single time I talk about the promise ring, you're like, well, what the fuck is a promise for? A promise to forever? Commitment?
Well, bro, here's my
fuck you. Suck a dick, bro.
Oh,
suck a dick. You're a single fucking fuck boy who puts your dick in 10 girls a fucking week. How about that? You should get a promise ring to yourself.
You should
get a commitment ring to your fucking self, you bitch. I've never seen you run through this many girls in my fucking life. You're a whore. You're a dirty whore. You'll never find love at the rate you're going. You're going to be 50 years old and fucking Ibiza, and you're going to be able to get your dick hard because you'll be doing too much fucking Molly and you have 5 STDs, you whore.
Wow. Oh my God.
Bro, a minute ago, I was about to cry tears of happiness. Now my feelings are hurt. He had way too much fun. How long have you been waiting to see
so
that?
So long.
He threw a beat.
So long, bro.
You know, Paul's actually catch the future. Watch this actually happen.
I don't think you're wrong. That's
I'm not, bro.
Actually, recently he was talking to the
Because, bro, every time I talk about having a real relationship and like a kid and like family and shit, which by the way, like I think is right for me. Like I need, like I don't want to do that shit. Like I don't want to be
me either. Jake
he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I don't want. I hate this. True, I hate it, bro. True.
We're running. Not kidding. You tell me that. You do want to find love. You do want to find love
so badly.
But guess what? I found my fucking soulmate.
The applause.
I need to lock her down, and that, and bro, she's running around LA, sexy as fuck, bro. She's Julia Rose, bro. Every guy wants to get with her, bro. I'm put a fucking whole house on her fucking finger, and so everyone can fuck off.
That's a baby.
And by the way,
you guys are really perfect together.
I love it.
You guys know how to get ratchet sometimes, huh?
Oh my god.
She just, yeah. Somebody else described that.
What? You said, by the way.
Not going to describe that.
Has she met mom yet?
What the fuck is going on with this kid?
Huh? The shirt's too tight. The shirt's too tight.
Yeah, mom loves her. Mom wants us to have kids. Mom actually was like, she was going to be mad if we don't have kids.
Mom is very selfish. All she wants is grandkids.
Yeah.
She understands that we're adults now and she wants to baby us still. She does the best she can. But I think she wants you to have grandkids before she wants you to find true love. That's what I'm saying.
Logan, you need to find a girl so you can have kids at the same
time. I'm trying. That's why I'm most upset about this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like happy for you, but I'm well aware that the timing of this is going to be bad for me because if y'all have a kid, he's not going to get to play with my kids as like same age friends.
Yeah,
I want them to go to high school together.
This guy tries to find love at the club.
Like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're looking in the wrong
spot. No, I don't.
Bro, we were literally in the middle of the club and you're looking at this girl like, oh my God, we're like soulmates. And then he turns to me and you're like, dude, she wants love. I go, that girl wants dick. And she goes, yeah, I just want to fuck. And then he turns to me and you go, oh man, I'm a hopeless romantic. And that was not made up. That was word for word. That's exactly what happened.
Bro, when I look at these girls in the club, I hope you know that I'm kind of just like staring at them because I'm colorblind and I actually can't see anything in the dark.
You don't know if it's really humans.
No, literally. I'm not.
Plus you're
like,
on so many drugs, you don't even know what planet you're on.
But I'm not checking these girls out. I'm trying to
see them.
You
are not aware of your surroundings at all. I think Belle was next to me. Some dude is randomly grinding way too close to Logan. And I asked him, I go, is that guy with us? And he turns to me and goes, I don't know.
Was it Dylan?
No, it was a random guy.
Sheldon, we had a good time.
You know, if you dump him in water, his hair is exactly the same.
I did know that. That thing defies gravity, that mop on your head. And another word from our sponsors. Stop right there. I want to tell you about a great product. Our body needs electrolytes, plain and simple. And when we sweat fast or diet or just live our everyday lives, we lose them, leading to headaches, muscle cramps, and weakness. We need them replaced, but maybe we don't want a sugary sports drink to do the job. We're here to tell you about Element, the healthy alternative to sugary electrolyte drinks. Each grab-and-go stick pack replaces essential electrolytes with no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, or any other junk. We all know the popular electrolyte drinks, and they're packed with sugar. This is the version that is actually good for you. It's a great way to support your health and fitness lifestyle, strength training, recovery, or keto diet. In fact, Element is the exclusive hydration partner to Team USA weightlifting and many Olympic athletes. They have amazing flavors like citrus, watermelon, orange, raspberry. So get your free Element sample pack. Element is your go-to electrolyte drink with no sugar, no artificial ingredients, no coloring, or any other junk. As a listener of the Impulsive Podcast, you can get your free Element sample pack. You only cover the cost of shipping. So get yours here at drinkelement.com/Logan. The link is in the description. Back to the program.
Did Tana actually say you had a small dick?
Oh, that was weird.
That clickbait? TikTok.
Or was it clickbait?
No. That was weird.
She said this. Yeah, because she said she's this close to...
And they just ran.
The amount of times she said I had a horse cock is like, well, that's actually annoying.
We've talked about it on this podcast too.
But she was saying like she was this close to making an Alyssa Violet exposed video.
Are you planning or thinking about at all any of the festivities after the fight? Like honestly, think about this, bro. Think about everything we've built. And George and I are having like a couple moments on this trip alone. We walked outside in the warehouse in between podcasts and he's like, bro, this is your fucking warehouse.
Our warehouse.
Rico. Oh yeah, our
warehouse. Oh yeah, he told me.
Mike was like, so like, what are you gonna do in this warehouse? And I was like, what do you mean, Mike?
Because I saw the line item cost for it on the expense report for Impulsive. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of fucking money. And I told Jake, and he was like, yeah, no, I'm paying half of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, man, there's a boxing gym downstairs. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is like what you've been able to build is incredible. And you literally get to bring it to your hometown. And you're going to be with people you grew up with in the city you grew up in. Everyone you love most is going to be there watching. So
I think it'll be like one of the best moments of my life.
It will be.
Down.
It will be.
Because it's like the crescendo of everything. Our whole life's coming back to that one spot.
We get to bring it home.
Bro.
I'm jealous. Quite I'm literally. Jealous that you get to do it. He knows the stadium name, first of all.
Quite literally.
Yeah, it's the Chase Morgan Freeman Stadium.
Yeah, but it's called the arena, but is that a library? Where are you guys fighting exactly?
I've thought about this a lot, and it's like, it's going to be a surreal moment, honestly. I'm excited for the festivities after and being able to finally like have the pressure off your shoulders. I think I get so serious into training camp, and I even try to like have fun and sort of like take the edge off or like crack jokes, but I always find myself getting so serious and so putting so much pressure on myself that like I can't even be normal or like even socialize sometimes, because I'm thinking about is the fight. All my whole routine is the fight. And so I think the best moment that I've ever experienced in my life, or the best moments, is like the seconds or the days after the fight, where I can just be like, I don't have any worry in the world.
I realized this before Floyd. I was pacing around my hotel room by myself, and I was like, damn, if my mental fortitude wasn't where it's at, my mind would literally rip itself apart from the pressure of this event.
100%.
You have to be so mentally strong, put together, and focused on your mission. Otherwise, you're just going to derail yourself. All fighters experience it. It's dude, like, you know, you're facing a big striker, a very strong, powerful guy. There's got to be a fear at all. Maybe a little bit. Of like, okay, this could probably end bad for me.
No, honestly. Honestly, I think fighting scared is like one of the worst things you can do in the world. And by the way, you know, I acknowledge the fact that is a potential outcome of like, hey, you know, this is a fight. Anything could happen. You know, you're in the ring with a guy who's super strong and a legend of the sport and blah, blah, blah. But then I just think back to sparring, and I think I've sparred 500. I'm probably estimating at least 500 times in my life. And not a single time has somebody hit me where I'm like, wow, I want to quit, give up. My knees have never wobbled. Yeah. I've never even been close to being knocked down. And I've been in the ring with people who are way better than Tyron. Yeah. So I think back to that and I say, out of those 500 times where I've had the chance and of the person across from me has been able to knock me out, punch me, you know, round after round after round after round, not a single one of them has ever fazed me. So why in the 501th time is this fucking guy, this fucking chump, why is he going to be able to do it? Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. So that's why I'm just like, I know how good I am. I know my skill. I know I've put in the repetitions. I've been in there with harder people, more talented, more skilled, more experienced people in the boxing ring than Tyron Woodley. And so that's what I just fall back on.
You win this fight. I've said this. I feel like I've said these exact lines 50 times on vlogs, on podcasts. You win this fight. Then the big question is, what's next? Like, you posted this tweet or this picture of like all these people.
Yeah, you had a hit list. I was on your hit list.
Well, you were a question mark.
There was a question mark. Just like, because, bro, every single interview I do leading up to this fight, there's always the question, will you ever fight your brother? We want to see that.
I mean, you know what that fight's worth. GP will not, he will pull the electric on the stadium so that it goes out. He will not allow that fight to happen.
But yeah, no, Greg probably wouldn't let that. Look, I don't know, bro. I'm retired. You know, fuck off.
Wait, you're retired from what?
From boxing.
It's news to everyone, I think.
No, he's told me that. I mean, he's accomplished all there is to accomplish in the sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it. There's no better boxer on the planet than me.
Don't you have to win at least one fight?
What are you talking about?
I just want to see one win.
What are you talking about?
Guess what? We went to a club in Miami.
What are you talking about? And I notice you're not breathing when you look at me.
I'm just saying.
We went to a club.
My brother is...
Hello? Do you know...
The best boxer in the world.
We'll be right with you.
Do you know that I...
Oh, he doesn't know.
You don't know.
This guy doesn't know.
You don't know.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You don't know, George.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the guy that fought Floyd Mayweather.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, fucking
I'm the best boxer on the planet.
And got it. Okay, I'm out of here. Ever. Nah, you want to know what the sign said? We went to a club in Miami.
What did it say? Champ is here.
Champ is here. Liv, the boys over at Liv.
Mike goes, bro, you don't even have to win a fight. They're calling you the champ.
You were being called champ before your first fight. Come on, champ. You got this, champ.
No wins.
No, zero fucking wins.
0-1, baby.
The other guy we met with in Dubai was like, I don't know, won't do the accent, but I think there's a good chance you get yourself a title fight. I go, Doug, he's 0-12. What title is he fighting for? He goes, oh, we lost one, Mike.
Bro, in Mike's mind, I've lost 10 fights. I go, bro, I've had one amateur, one professional bout, and one exhibition.
Yeah, but you've had 3 fights and you haven't won any of them.
Maybe if you had a coach teaching you how to breathe, bitch.
Yeah, hey,
that's the problem, bro. You need-
In his defense, his opponents have been quite solid.
And limited. I fought 2 people, dude.
Yeah, one of them.
Why did you say opponents? Like, there are so many of them. There's a gaming YouTuber.
No, that's what I'm talking about. No, he thinks I have like a very expansive boxing career, and I've only lost hundreds of fights.
I just joke around. I think it's funny. But no, the plural, there's 2 of them. 2 people. It's plural. You know, opponents. He's had some tough fights. You know,
the last guy was fucking good.
Yeah,
bro.
He was good. He could probably be a good boxer.
Yeah, I heard about him before.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I heard you still have his hat.
No,
dude, you did a better job of marketing my fight than I think you're doing for your fight.
Bro, I saw people wearing that shirt
because it was so easy. It was built right in. This is this guy. Tyron goes. I'm going to beat your ass. You're a child. The problem child. And that was his insult. That's all he's given me to work with. The whole entire promotion.
We were almost going to cause a scene at that at that thing.
And by the way, this is what I told you, Logan.
We got to do something drastic.
I was like, bro, Logan, you need to fucking take Tyron's hat.
Because he owes you.
You owe me, bro.
Yeah, he does. He actually does.
You owe me, bro.
He does.
Okay, okay. I sold you a couple hundred thousand pay-per-views.
100%. 100%.
You got to do something crazy, bro.
You want to know what he's going to do?
He's going to give him a hat.
He's going to buy more NFTs, man. He doesn't give a shit.
Look around.
He's not going to do shit.
Look around. Our entire production budget, I spent it on NFTs.
Like this. Gone.
Well, I think this works. This, you know, the set isn't what makes the show. The show makes the set.
Mm. Yeah.
I love how excited Dilla just got.
And that is why I got the plywood.
It's like, you should see my.
It looks like they were just rioting here and they just try to protect the store.
Bro, you should see it from outside. You see the plywood in the window. You're like, oh, let's stay away from this building.
I walked in. I thought they were trying to recreate somewhere I'd smoked crack in the past. You fucking crushed it. This looks like somewhere I would just light up a big old crack pipe. No. We're going to do the world's number one podcast from this fucking IKEA couch with the fucking plywood behind it.
New couch this September. He's so...
I'm going to set all the money on fucking World
of Women. The couch is coming this September. Okay.
world of women.
So yeah, could you promote my fight?
Sure, yeah. Guys, August 29th, a couple of days, my brother's going to be fighting on Showtime in Cleveland. Make sure to watch him.
Sunday, August 29th, get your pay-per-view.
Sunday, August 29th, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley, Cleveland. We're
another,
bringing it home.
Another knockout to the meme collection, baby.
Are you going to be upset if you don't get a knockout? Like, you're kind of a knockout artist right now. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I've thought about that, but then I realized, like, I'm going to knock him out.
Wow. What an artist.
A true artist.
He's fucking art. A true, knock a true a pugilist.
No, but seriously, bro, I'm not even kidding. Like, there's no possible way. Like, bro, when I put those gloves on and I have that iron fist in the deep in the back of those crack gloves.
deep in those
right
gloves.
There, yeah. In the back of those gloves. Man, I'm gonna crack his skull.
Hell yeah. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go to my high school football field. Sacred place for me. Took a piece of dirt from it, actually.
Turf.
At our very last game before they turned it into turf. I still have the jar. I collected it. I'm a collector.
What's is it still in there?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Dirt shrivels over time. Yeah, I grabbed a large chunk. It's been a decade. It's this big now.
it's not the first time you said stuff like this before.
Dirt shrivels over time, dude. Who would have guessed? But I want to go back to the field and do something with my friends. Think about this. I know I've already said it, but dude, we've lived this crazy life. Blessed to be around amazing people and live these amazing experiences. And we get to have all these people and all that we've like collected through all of our journey. And have
collecting people.
Yes. Like, I've collected friends that I love.
Wow, it sounds like white men to me.
From all around the world.
I've collected so
I've
many
built,
people.
I've built a community and I get to bring them to where my life started.
That is
your nice. Life started in high school? Holy cow.
On a field.
You guys leave him alone, please. Leave my friend alone.
No, I get what
Let
you...
Let him tell his story.
I get it. I want to bring all of my friends to chorus class.
All of the people you've collected. Please, if you're watching this, help me. I've been collected. I can't get out.
You're just an NFT number.
I'm 067. Help me, please.
That's pretty rare.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to, okay, Cleveland, you're going to knock this guy out.
Can you
out.
Wait yeah, for yeah, me yeah. to go to the field and do something fun until after? Please.
You're fighting on Sunday?
Yeah. When do you leave? Tuesday.
Well,
leave
the problem Tuesday. Is that I'm going to be there for a Friday and also a Saturday.
No. But just wait for me, bro.
Oh,
we can do that.
You could just, see a females in the audience.
I'd happily stay around to
you
do
could
it
just, yeah, you could just wait for me.
Look, we'll see what we can make happen. Are there going to be any teachers at your fight that you,
I invited, Coach DeLuca,
Coach D,
Anthony Shane, and Percival.
Oh yeah. That was pretty excited. Much all the only like authorities that you fucked with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the one?
I didn't really like anyone else.
Coach Ant. Okay. Yeah. That's quite the shiner you got there. Where'd you get that shiner? In the news clip of him?
Yeah, you were there. When they did the walkthrough.
Yeah,
the
state.
You
the got state. The black eye.
Yeah, the state.
You had thing. Such a rich Ohio accent at that point.
Yeah.
Talented.
Real challenged. Talent. Challenged. So you're going to knock this man out.
I guarantee it. I'd bet my cock on it.
But also you've...
this just in.
Wow. That's a risky bet. So you end up with an I love Tyron Woodley tattoo and no dick.
He puts it above his clitoris. He's
holy
like,
holy shit. That is quite the bet.
I bet my cock. Like,
but who does it go to if you lose? Like, do you give it to George?
He collects NFTs. I collect cocks.
Wait, you're a bookie?
They won't actually let you
he's
keep
a cock bookie.
They won't let you keep it. I know.
Why? If you put it in a jar over time, it shrivels.
Nah, I know for a fact. I know for a fact they won't let you keep
it. Can't keep cocks?
Nah.
Can't keep any body part organs, that yeah, the doctor sure. removes.
No. Tried.
What if a doctor doesn't remove
it? I would just cut it off.
Oh, he just here and now.
And then I'd catch it like a bouquet.
we're in the dick sand.
But
and you're having way too much fun.
Way too much.
Look how excited he is to catch a penis. Look at this guy, bro.
He's like, yeah, bro, think of all the ways I could catch it.
He's the TikTok.
I brought my butterfly net. I think I got my baseball mitt.
It's 1 second longer.
I can't take it 1 second longer.
Look at George's eyebrows. They're perfect.
Oh, God.
They're painted on.
Oh, tell my you gosh. What. You catch Jake's dick. You catch Jake's dick. We're going to put it in the same jar with my high school field dirt. We'll collect a bunch of stuff that shrivels over time.
In the first year, you can't even put the jar or seal it shut, but after the second year, oh, yeah.
That thing squeezes right on.
Where I was going was, you're going to knock it.
Yo, shut the fuck up, bro. He said that 5 times, and I wonder every time what he's actually going to say.
You are not allowed to go on anymore before podcast.
I will make this perfect transition when someone allows me to.
Mike.
Okay, so what
the fuck did you just say?
Dude, you are walking deja vu, bro. You just keep saying the same shit.
Okay, go ahead. So you're going to knock this guy out. But one thing you're also trying to do is stop kids from being knocked out by bullies. Can we talk about your new organization a little bit? If you let me say that,
yeah,
I had cool. A good fucking question, assholes.
Boo. Yeah. Boo. Wait, hold on. Let us bully our friends before we go and talk
if
about
it. If you don't cut off when you hear a transition guy, I can get it out the first fucking time.
Yeah, you did boxing bullies boxing event.
Yes,
bullies,
yes. Man. Tell us more, please.
Incredible event. Heart touching, honestly. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. That's how they treat Middle Easterns. I'm all the way back here. I'm just fucking yelling the whole time.
This guy is out of control.
Okay, well, you guys are worse than the TSA. Carry on, fucking asshole. Fucking, you know what they did before they fucking started this podcast? They moved him up a little bit further, and they pushed me back a little farther back.
What is that? Okay. Why is he talking like Rodney Dangerfield right now, bro? He's off the rails.
Okay, first of all, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not even going to get into it. Go ahead, please. So bully saver.
No, he's not saving bullies.
If you
he started
just giving his kid a wedge. He comes, he's like, that's not how you do it.
You gotta get in there. You gotta pull those shorts up. You're doing it all wrong.
Wait, you can't I'm see sorry. His shit marks that way.
No, are you
his balls ain't even in his stomach.
Wait, so who are you boxing? Who's the bully boxing?
I created a foundation called Boxing Bullies, and it's sort of a double entendre. It's a fight back against bullying and cyberbullying, which is obviously a prevalent problem in our today's generation. And man, this all started because, you know, I've said this before, I was a bully as a kid, name calling people like on the bus, whatever. Didn't think anything of it, you know, thought it was hilarious, so on and so forth. And then when I started to blow up on Vine, you know, the kids in my high school were like, started saying things, creating fake Twitter accounts to like say hurtful things that I would see. And I'm like, wow, this like really hurt me. This affect me. I don't like this at all. And it has always been a dream of mine to launch a foundation. And now I'm finally at a place where I'm able to give back, use my platform for good. And the meaning is, you know, fight back against bullying, but then also get as many kids into the sport of boxing, because I think that boxing helped give me confidence, courage, leadership.
Discipline.
Yeah, discipline, and got me to a place where I felt super secure with myself, where now if someone says something to me or insults me, like I truly don't care. And so I think the sport can do the same for a lot of people. It can give them hope, inspiration, something to fight for, literally and figuratively. And we had our first event in Puerto Rico. It went amazing. And we're just trying to give boxing gloves into the hands of as many kids as possible and just spread the message and create awareness around, like, hey, you know, just think twice before you send that tweet to a peer, because that could stick with them for the rest of their life. Or think twice before you punch or beat up that kid in your school. And if you see bullying, to try to fight back against it, defend someone and help the person being bullied.
So, really, you were a bully, and then you got cyberbullied, and now we want to end all bullying.
I don't think it's possible to end all bullying, but
well, let's do it.
That is the goal. If we can, you know,
let's box all the bullies.
If we can,
at what point are you the bully again? If you bully bullies, you're still a bully, no?
The mission isn't bully bullies. It's like, hey,
I gotta say
cool.
This one time at least. You more than anyone on earth put two O's in the word. I'm sorry. You call it bullying. You're a little bit there, but I've never heard anyone.
It's Ohio.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
bullying.
I used to not be able to say my teacher's name, Mr. Woolley. Woolley. I can't say it.
Bullies.
Great math teacher.
Every time you say it, I just
great I math teacher. I like them. Yep. Taught me how to make salsa. Actually,
yep.
It's a drastic.
What the fuck?
He was cool.
Yo, what? After we did math, he invited me to his house, and we were doing salsa dancing. He's like, you know, go good with this.
No, how
some salsa.
He was one of the cool teachers. Where like he'd be in class, he'd be like, yo, like we're making salsa after
did
class.
Did you have
today.
To keep you were, that between you guys?
You were a teacher's pet though, because I had the exact. Opposite
no,
experience.
I just wasn't a fucking asshole.
He just got petted by the teacher.
Neither was I.
Huh?
Neither was I.
You literally.
Planted
stole
an
iPhones
explosive device
people.
In the toilet.
Stealing iPhones doesn't make you an asshole. That makes you a businessman.
That's an interesting
an
take.
Illegal businessman. And I don't recommend that to any kids. They shouldn't steal, of course.
All right, but, kids. Here's what I recommend.
but
eat your math teacher salsa.
Yeah, I
catching
you.
That.
Why
dick.
Is your math teacher making salsa? What?
Bro, he knows, and everyone who made salsa with me knows.
How many people have you made salsa with? Yeah. Anybody that's made salsa with me, man?
They know. There's like 10 people at home watching. They're like, he's right. They're like, who are these people?
They're like in the midst of a dip and they're like,
I'll always remember.
Like the Great Gatsby.
Yo, Mr. Woolley, you gotta help me.
Mr. Woolley?
They don't believe me. They're not believing me.
Mr. Woolley.
Bro, we made salsa. It was so good. It was so good.
Was it, would you say it's the best salsa you've ever made?
Could be.
I bet you Mr. Woolley's watching this right now. Like, when the fuck?
George, bro, you know one time?
George.
You know
Mr.
one time on
Mr.
a-
Mr. Woolley, unfortunately.
No.
Show a little respect.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Are we really laughing like that? And
what do you mean we?
What you mean? You always have to like let people know.
Mr. Woolley's fine. He's at home eating salsa. I'm fucking with him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's fine.
He's chilling.
Why would you do that? That is not funny at all.
You were going to tell me a story?
I mean, it's irrelevant at this point. I don't even know.
Your girlfriend walked in with her outfit looked like she's about to get casted in Step Up 19. She's like, boop.
I don't love how much fun you're having.
It's called you've never watched Step Up?
This whole
with Channing Tatum?
No, this whole podcast.
You want me to leave?
No.
Just having too much fun.
I kind of feel like the whole time I've been watching him, he's having like his own little podcast over there.
He's just the fuck over here, man. You realize our guests have to swivel? They have to swivel to talk to me.
See, that's not that funny.
Is it funny at
that's
all?
That's why I'm...
Why are you guys laughing? Look at his face. He looks like he's doing drugs again.
I'm not laughing.
What he said.
I'm about to.
I'm laughing at what he said.
He's not laughing.
I'm not laughing. Bro, I'm like, all right, you say something, and then you just start laughing so hard. And I'm like...
Because there's passing jokes in my head. And I'm like, it's not the time to say it.
You're a special guy, George.
Nah, I was so right. You were having too much fun.
Should I get out of here, man? Because I
go take a lap.
Danny looks like a DJ that did too much drugs.
Okay. I think you need to get out of here.
Go take a lap.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Okay.
I think you did acid.
Take a lap. Just one. Go.
I think he took acid before
just
the
breathe
show.
Into the nose and out through the mouth. Bro, I've never seen
I it. Couldn't imagine being like if I wasn't me, like a new guest on
Gerard
this show.
Gerard Butler.
Dude, can you fucking believe this? Dude.
What?
Gerard Butler is in Puerto Rico, we found out. And I was like, oh, like,
how sick, you know, my crew is here. My cast is here this weekend. How sick would it be to get him in here? Can you imagine that dude comes and I'm like, yeah, bro, we're the number one podcast in the world. And he sees this shit on the windows. And George is, this is George. He's like, did someone say window?
I love it here. I love it here. Gerard Butler comes off of his $50 million set.
I know.
He's like, what podcast? This is the number one in the world?
There's a fucking sign to recruit people to the army.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever laughed this much.
It's not possible that you have.
Feel my heart, bro.
You know what? You know what I think about often? Do you see that the picture of the two aliens there that the ufologist James Fox gave us? Yeah. So that sketch was drawn by a preschooler who claimed to see aliens.
I recently saw an alien.
Well, did they look like that? Because that seems a little fucking ridiculous, man. Come on, bro. Where are their bodies? If someone's like, here, draw exactly what you saw. You'd be like, okay, you get your 64 pack of crayons, a lot of blue, a little gray. Let's make the eyes look like watermelon seeds.
How old was this person?
The preschooler. And the preschooler goes,
way.
Excuse me. This is what I saw. They're like, right.
They start beating him up, and he comes out of nowhere. He's like, that's not how you do it.
They're like, you're like, Jimmy, why don't you go make some salsa with Mr. Woolley?
He touches me. I don't like it.
It's just a lot.
Oh my god, my chest hurts.
Yeah, you did. You saw Alien?
Yeah.
Did it look like that?
It did. That's why I was like, not. I didn't think that segment was funny because I was like, that preschooler definitely saw what I saw.
Was it traumatizing? Because you tell me when you guys lay under the stars, which you do a lot. That you always see. That was the verbiage you used, you both of you. You always see a UFO every night. And
shooting stars. Yeah.
Shooting stars, okay.
Shooting stars, we saw like seven of them, and then we've seen a UFO at least twice. And the time I saw an alien, should I tell him?
Yeah.
Get the fuck off this set, you really? Pussy.
We can't. You're definitely pussy. Not gonna be able to go anywhere.
Get off this set.
I'm sorry.
Just.
You suck. You're the worst.
No, but like, what's next after this fight?
So you knock him out.
So like, what's the next?
I think we're probably done.
How did this happen? Go.
I'd rather not. Okay. You know, like, because the alien.
Yeah, we're done. Thanks for listening to this podcast, guys, of Impulsive.
We are not on drugs. No one on the show is on drugs. I don't know what happened.
I'm about
here.
To fucking do drugs because of how chaotic this was. This was a nightmare. But it was great to have you on. I love you. You're gonna beat up Tyron Woodley in a couple days here, August 29th, guys. Make sure to check it out on Showtime. And if you're in Cleveland, come to the fight. Come hang out with us. We're not gonna hang out with you, but come to the fight. we'll be there.
But buy your tickets anyways.
I mean, bro, I said that, and I was like, let's be honest, I'm not hanging out with everyone.
You might.
Dobrik did at Lollapalooza.
He hung out with how many people?
A lot, but he charged them like $1,700.
Okay, bro, this is no meet and greet shit. All right. Anything else you want to say? Any words?
This will be a historic event.
Cool.
And this will be a historic event.
Yeah, that's it. Cut. No, we've already cut.
Oh, the full access is an amazing.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
No, he's not cut.
We're no longer podcasting.
No, we're still podcasting.
I think we are.
Yep. And for everyone who hasn't already, go watch the All Access on my YouTube channel. If you want to see the story, the behind the scenes, the training for this fight. It's pretty dope episode that Showtime did.
This is what I saw.
Oh, wow.
Yo, imagine being the cop who gets that. And they're like, what the fuck is this?
Two floating heads. They have no bodies.
So did they have bodies?
No.
I don't know. I couldn't see them. It was so scary to me.
They just had three quarters of a neck.
This is what I saw.
I'm replacing George. I feel like you can do a better job than George.
Oh, we talked about you actually co-hosting this podcast with me.
Really?
Yeah.
You think maybe you could do it? You've been roasting me every time we hang out.
Yeah, because your neck is just so long. It is such a long neck. Bro, I'm standing in the kitchen, bro. I'm looking at Julia's neck. I
knew it was coming, too.
I go, Julia, have I ever told you how long your neck is?
You know what I said? Wait. You want to know what I said back? I said it's longer than your boxing career.
Oh my God.
You're so fucking baby. Hot. When yeah. I fucking bust my bro. We should just make a baby right now.
Can I sit here now? We may have to blur that. Yeah, shoot around it. Just keep the sound. Just keep the sound. Because otherwise we'll get demonetized.
All right. I think
something's about to get deep.
All right, we're done.
You know they said that those aliens' necks were the inspiration behind Julia Rose's neck.
Oh no.
No, my jaw's way bigger than that.
Oh! Opa!
I think I should be able to co-host.
The number one podcast in the world. I'm your host, Logan Paul.
I'm your co-host, Julia Rose.
And
our Mike Malak. I mean.
We'll see you next time.
Peace!
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.